from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Migrants stranded in Europe. The sound of families clamoring to get on a train in Budapest, Hungary. European leaders are trying to overcome their differences and come up with a plan to handle the large numbers of migrants seeking a better life in Europe. Angry migrants today heckled police at a Hungary train station. Hundreds, maybe thousands of others were forced off trains in Hungary they believed were bound for Germany, but instead some reportedly head to refugee camps. Syrian refugee Abdul Rahman explains how many of the refugees arrived at the station at great personal expense.
The European Union is still treat us like this. They will push us to go to the truck death, you know, and push us to mafia's hand and pay money to cross the border.
Bravo, Inter-City.
Each one of these people paid according to €2,500 to arrive to here.
Montserrat Feixas Videf is a representative from the United Nations High Commission on Refugees.
If people have been misled in terms of where the trains are going, that would be a terrible thing. I think that information has been one of the weak problems, or one of the main problems so far, and it has to be addressed. People need to know, they deserve to know what's in store for them, where they are being sent, and to make the right decision.
The 3-year-old migrant Syrian boy whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank has been identified. The toddler, his 5-year-old brother, and mother were from Kobani. They were among 12 Syrians who drowned when their migrant boat sank after leaving Turkey for the Greek island of Kos. The father survived. For more on this story, visit our website on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Cameroon says it has evacuated at least 200 wounded people after twin suicide bomb attacks in Kirawa on the northern border of Nigeria's Borno State left at least 20 people dead. The attack has been blamed on the Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaounde.
Cameroon's government spokesman and communication minister, Issa Chiruma Bakari, says the wounded have been moved to hospitals in neighboring towns as the lone hospital in Kirawa is not large enough. Issa Chiruma says the attacks at the Kirawa market were carried out by Boko Haram fighters. He says the first bomb was detonated by a young girl in the section of the market where women sell millet and groundnuts, and the second was detonated by a man near the military base where people had taken those wounded in the first explosion for treatment. Issa Chiruma says about 20 of the victims are in critical condition. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, Yaounde.
Boko Haram, which was founded in northern Nigeria, attacks Cameroon regularly for supporting the Nigerian military's mission to crush the group. Against the backdrop of war in Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and concerns about Iran's behavior in the Middle East, President Obama welcomed Saudi King Salman to the White House today. The talks between President Obama and the king come as a U.S.-led coalition fights Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. Officials from more than 30 nations and 40 international organizations are in Kabul for a 2-day regional conference to discuss ways of rebuilding Afghanistan's finances. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The meeting, known as Rekab, comes as unemployment rises in Afghanistan, adding to its security challenges. Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai emphasized the need for enhanced regional economic and transportation cooperation.
Our engagement with our partners should not be perceived as opposing the interest of another partner.
Karzai did not name any country, but was apparently responding to concerns that India and neighboring Pakistan are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence security-related matters, though both the rival nations deny the impression. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
A hospital in the southern U.S. state of Texas was not prepared last year to treat the first person diagnosed with the Ebola virus in the U.S., nor ensure the safety of the two nurses who contracted the virus while treating the patient, according to a report conducted by an independent panel of experts. The report said it was evident from the Centers for Disease Control and other federal and state officials were learning alongside the actual healthcare providers. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.